then we need to change it again. And then the end of section B.
There's the rolling notice period.
The rolling notice period is in C. So you'd have the rolling notice period, but you wouldn't have either of the numbers.
You wouldn't have an increase in the notice periods. That's the only change to
C. You'd have the definition of landlord and the rolling, and what's the end of B?
At the end of B is the provision that clarifies that the relocation assistance is per dwelling unit, not per tenant in the dwelling unit.
Right, which is what we said in the first place.
All right, yeah. Colleagues. So,
Well, I'm just saying. I think we're at the point where we need to make a decision.
Yeah, because I'm going to call.
We're not
going
to get
right
five.
Now.
We're not going to get five votes on anything.
So let's try this. Let's first call the and I'll just lay out what I'm going to do so there's no surprises here. First, I'm going to call the question on what I'll call the Fish U Daily amendment. If that goes forward, then I will also ask for a motion to remove the emergency clause because that's required to move the whole thing as amended to second reading.
Well, Mayor, I don't want to unduly complicate this, but my friendly amendment is to strip out C and D, set them over for 1 month, and then take up the ordinance as amended on an emergency basis today.
Yeah, and that is my understanding. That is now the what I will call the Fish U Daily amendment.
Right.
Is that your understanding, Commissioner U Daily?
Mm-hmm.
Is that square?
And if I could just comment, though.
Absolutely, you may.
It seems unlikely we're going to agree in 30 days any more than we are now. So then you're out another 30 days after that.
That is a possible outcome. One that I've already said I think is highly likely.
Well, yeah. I think one thing the Bureau and the committee will have the benefit of is the discussion we've had here today.
Correct.
And the testimony, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the two provisions, Mayor, that we're setting over would come back as an emergency ordinance.
That is correct. Okay. Very good. Okay, so now we are voting on the what I'll call U Daily Fish Amendment. Please call the roll.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Are we stripping out, or is the motion to strip out all of the changes in C and all of the changes in D?
No. Do you want me to read it again?
Just what I heard from Commissioner Fish was stripping out
it's
all changes to C and D.
It's to remove code changes that change the time frames from 14 days to 31 days. And under Section D, remove added language that says if a tenant after receiving relocation assistance from the landlord does not move out of the dwelling unit in accordance with the tenant notice, the tenant shall repay the relocation assistance to the landlord within a reasonable time frame.
It leaves
the rest of the language intact.
Call the vote.
Fish.
Aye.
Wait a minute. That's my job. Susan, please call the roll. Don't let him fool you.
Impersonating.
Don't let him do that.
Ventriloquist, yes.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
No.
U Daily.
Aye.
Wheeler.
No. The amendment passes. Please call the. Can I get a motion, please?
Well, it's an ordinance.
I need a motion to remove the emergency clause.
I'll move to remove the emergency clause.
Commissioner second. Salzman moves. Commissioner Fritz second. Please call the roll on the removal of the emergency clause.
Fish.
No.
Salzman.
Aye.
U Daily?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. So the emergency clause is removed.
Comes back next week.
And that's what we need to do. It is a now non-emergency first reading. This moves to second reading. Thank you, everybody.